This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's on Your Mind, special guest. Kickoff is the first hour, and we're also going to talk with Brian Cronk of Collins & Cronk and have a little group therapy on this stock market and these economic times. Yeah, not pretty. Not pretty at all. But we can now introduce him as an 18-time number one New York Times bestseller. New today, debuting the book Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. Broadcasting and publishing giant Bill O'Reilly with us on the program again. Bill, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you guys doing up there?
We're doing wonderful, thank you very much, other than having to weather the Biden storm, you know what I'm saying, along with the rest of the country.
Yeah, it's brutal, but that's the country we live in. I mean, he was elected, and now we have to suffer, and hopefully people will not do this again in our lifetime.
Let's hope so.
This is just a disaster on every front. There's nothing good coming out of that.
Was he elected, though?
2000,
yes, he was elected.
2,000 mules is having us question him. We'll talk about that in a bit. I want to talk just first a little bit about the book, Page Turner Totally. I learned some things in here, despite many of these things not being a secret, Bin Laden's capture and everything else, but we're new. Bring us into the fact gathering for the book. How'd you find this new juicy info?
Yeah, everything in the book's pretty much new, because we were able to convince a number of national security advisors, going all the way back to General Petraeus in the Bush administration up to the end of Trump, to tell us about, things that they saw and did firsthand. This is called primary sources. And the deal I made with them was I wasn't going to quote them, because that's not what we do in the killing books. And I wasn't going to put anything in the book that was going to hurt America, which I don't believe I did. But I needed the truth about the Bin Laden takedown, the al-Baghdadi assassination, the Soleimani thing. And so we got that, and we were able to take the reader through the track down of these heinous, evil people and the firefights between U.S. military and Africa and Boko Haram. Nobody knows anything about that. And that's why the book has sold more than 100,000 copies in its first week, because this is all new, and people want to know about how they are being protected against these jihadists.
We learned that the doctor who assisted in finding Bin Laden is now in a Pakistani jail, and we can't get him out.
It's outrageous.
What is the deal?
I couldn't even do it. Pakistan doesn't really care about us, the United States, and what we think or say. And the threat is always, if you don't like it, we're going to become buddies with China. I mean, that's what the game Pakistan plays. So there's only a certain amount of pressure that the U.S. can put upon the Pakistani government, and they're keeping this guy in prison who helped the world, not just the United States, locate Bin Laden.
What I was most appreciative of in this book is, just the freshness that it brings all of these attacks. I mean, this war is unbelievable. And we hear less about the war against terrorists, but when you think about London subway bombings, 52 killed, 700 injured, the attacks throughout Paris that killed 130 in 2015, that Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, that doesn't make the list often, it should, 49 killed, 53 injured, the Grande concert there, the Ariana Grande concert in the Manchester Arena in England in 2017, and the terrorist vehicle ramming, which went on, 173 fatalities in different instances between 2014 and 2017. How soon we forget, Bill, about this war on terror we're up against and all the TikTok of it.
Yeah, we're numb. We're numb to it. And now with Putin doing what he's doing in Ukraine, all the attention's on that. But my goal was to basically tell Americans that we are in pretty good shape. hunting down these terrorists is ongoing. Every day it happens. We wax them with our space weaponry that Putin and Xi don't have. And that should be encouraging to Americans. I mean, Trump invested $1.2 trillion in the military. Nobody knew where that money went. But much of it went to this technology that we have in space. And these weapons, these Hellfire missiles launched from drones, can take out anybody in a heartbeat. And, you know, one of the really graphic parts of killing the killers is Soleimani. So we take you through that whole track down. And he was being surveilled from space in Iraq, and then the Hellfire blasted him. The only thing left of the eight people, including Soleimani, was a finger, Soleimani's finger with a ring on it. That's how we ID'd him. And I have a picture of that in the book. That's how extensive our research was or is.
The drones are a game changer for this, aren't they? For the war on terror.
Oh, it's unbelievable. A drone from 3 miles in space can read the name of a golf ball lying in a fairway in Fargo. Okay? I mean, think about that. 3 miles away, they can read Titleist off a golf ball. Incredible.
It absolutely is. You also remind me how successful Trump was in reducing the footprint of the caliphate. I believe you talk about the stat being, what, 95% of their territory was taken back?
Yeah. And he doesn't make a big deal out of that. I don't know why. I mean, he the last 2 years of Obama got angry because he was embarrassed after he pulled all the U.S. soldiers out of Iraq, and then ISIS took over half the country and were beheading Americans on camera. Well, that all came back to Obama, and he was furious. So he changed his posture, became more aggressive. But then when Trump came in, and Trump had made that campaign promise that he was going to destroy ISIS, which he did. But you don't hear him talk about that much. I don't know why.
No, not to mention Soleimani, right? I mean, talk about...
That was huge. And to this day, Iran's still trying to assassinate Secretary of State Pompeo in retaliation for the Soleimani hit.
You know, every American should read this, if for no other reason, just to understand what we're up against here. And you know, you this is positive from your perspective in that we are winning these battles. But what we're up against, you know, in the back of the book, there's something called "Killing the Killers: Terror Snapshot," and you walk through each year how many of these attacks, and it's, you know, what, 4 or 5, 6, 7 pages. It is amazing as I tallied up.
Yeah, I mean, we tried very hard. This is the best reporting that I have ever done, Scott, in my entire career. And from top to bottom, everything you read in this book is true. There's no speculation, there's no guessing, no politics, none of that. It's here is the war on terror, here's how we are fighting it today. And we end the book with the debacle in Afghanistan and 18 U.S. service people killed in Kabul airport. And that's how contemporized this book is.
Their photos part of the book as well. So talk a little bit about today, current threats now. What are these fighters most concerned about? What's keeping them up at night right now? The good guys.
Well, Putin is diverting attention from all of the war on terror. And in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda's back, and they're in the northeastern part of that country, reconstituting, recruiting, training. In western Iraq, ISIS is now back a little bit, not nearly to what they were, and they're doing the same thing, training and trying to recruit. Well, why? Why would Al-Qaeda and ISIS be doing this? For only one reason, to kill infidels, and Americans are at the top of the infidel list. So, you know, look, I believe the CIA and the National Security Agency, NSA, are still extremely effective in surveilling and assassinating these people, because that's what we do. We don't try to capture them. We blow them right off the face of the earth. I don't think the Biden administration has changed that at all, and I would know if they did. But there isn't now a real tough guy approach as there was under Trump. Biden is not a tough guy.
By the way, Africa is a major beachhead right now in the war on terror, and we have a U.S. presence here you don't often hear about. Talk about that.
Well, there are U.S. ground troops, special forces, in Africa fighting Boko Haram, which is an offshoot of ISIS. And we take you inside one of those firefights where Americans were actually killed. But nobody knows about it because there aren't any reporters. And as soon as the firefight happens, it's classified immediately, even if there are service people killed. That was one of the, I didn't know that. And one of the national security guys said, hey, you know, I presided over this. And then they gave us exactly what happens. We put you, the reader, right there, which is the killing style. You know, this book, did I mention it sold more than 100,000 copies in 5 days?
Yeah, that's incredible. It really is.
And it again, is.
Number one for the 18th time. 18th time for you, Bill, in this book. Hang tight. We're going to chat some more on the other side of the break. Brought to you today by Village Cooperative. Coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, a lot of amenities. But most especially, maintenance-free living all on one level. No shoveling. Never replace another roof, window, appliance. You want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to learn more. Call Carrie at Village Co-op 997-2900 or villagecooperative.com.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget, any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize.
I chat with trailblazing TV journalist Bill O'Reilly today. Has this unbelievable spot atop the New York Times bestseller list. Again, just debuted today. Number one for the 18th time. Pretty incredible news. Bill O'Reilly. The book is called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. And a real good read on where we've been, where we are, and the battle against the terrorists. So, Bill, I got to ask you a couple of things in the news. I want to start with this. Joe Biden yesterday, you know, the gaffe machine that he is, calls Donald Trump the king of MAGA. And they really seem to be leaning into this, you know, MAGA as a dirty term, which in my mind doesn't do anything other than motivate grassroots folks to say, well, wait a minute. How did Make America Great Again ever become bad? Is this dumb strategy by Biden as usual?
Look, Biden and his advisors or his managers, whatever you want to put it, they know it's a disaster. They know the country's a disaster. His administration's a disaster. Working Americans are getting pounded. They know the poll numbers show that if he, you know, the vast majority of people don't want him to run again for president. We had that poll, Susquehanna, last night on BillO'Reilly.com. Then it was been news. There's no doubt. So this is just desperation, trying somehow to put the blame on other people, whether it's Trump supporters or Putin or whatever excuse they come up with, the excuse du jour. But the real danger is that Biden's not going to get any better. But most leaders, when they make mistakes, like Bill Clinton, for example, they can pivot and then try to correct the mistake. Biden can't. He is incapable of running the country. He cannot do it. It would be like me being drafted in the first round for the Minnesota Vikings at quarterback. Well, maybe 40 years ago I could have, but not now. It's the same thing. He can't do it. So we're going to have more economic pain. That's the that's what's going to happen. So
81 million votes.
Is the mega thing like sort of the speaking of the quarterbacks, the Hail Mary of the day? I mean, are they just throwing everything against the wall?
No, but nobody thinks this is going to work. Not even the most ardent progressive left American thinks it's going to work. I mean, yeah, he doesn't like Trump. Okay. So what?
I get it.
Why don't you run the country effectively?
But how in the world?
Well, I can't. You know, that's where we are.
It's so obvious. But, you know, the idea that Make America Great Again or America First is somehow a bad strategy is bizarre to me. I think it's...
No, you got to look at it from his point of view. All he has, and that's why he won, is anti-Trump sentiment. People voted against Trump, not for him. But now all the people who did that and didn't take into account the effect of Trump economy at inflation 1.4%, now it's 10% in 16 months. So all Biden has is hate Trump. That's all he's got. And when you ask people, as I do, who voted for Trump, well, what do you think now? It's the same thing. Well, I hate Trump. Okay, fine. So you pay your 10% tax because inflation's a tax.
What do you think the worst thing Joe Biden has done is?
The border.
And yet...
I mean, that is just a catastrophe.
Your colleagues
drugs
in the...
Drugs pouring in here and 2 million people a year unattended pouring in here. I mean, there's no excuse for that. None. That's the worst thing he's done outside of the economy.
Worst omission of the mainstream media, too, isn't it? I mean, they just ignore it. Very little coverage.
Well, look, if you don't know by now that the corporate media is corrupt, you'll never know. And so people are coming to people like me. I have my own independent news agency on BillO'Reilly.com because they don't trust what they're seeing on cable and network television news. They just don't trust it, and they're correct. They are not interested in giving you accurate information about your country, period.
Have you seen the movie 2,000 Mules yet?
No, I'm not going to go see that. I know True the Vote, and that's the Texas organization that worked with Dinesh D'Souza to put together this. It's a compelling theory that there were all these people selected to go around and commit fraud at various polling places. But there are a couple of things. Number one, and I looked at it, they don't have anyone from inside. They don't have any of the mules who did this. No one. So that is a real deficit in that documentary. You've got to have people, whistleblowers from the inside, saying, yeah, they paid me to do it, and this is what I did. They don't have it. The second thing is that the only way this election of 2020 is going to get clarity, and we need it, because there was fraud in the election. The only way is that you can introduce compelling evidence to a federal court. D'Souza's theories, they're not compelling evidence. It's a theory. You've got to be able to prove it. And to say that you got pings from cell phones, the federal court is never going to take that.
They're not going to take video surveillance combined with the pings?
No, because there has to be a definition of who was surveilling, what it exactly showed, and then a person attached to either the surveillance itself or the person being surveilled saying, yeah, I did it, and here's who paid me to do it.
Interesting.
That was the missing ingredient.
Dinesh is going to be on with us next week, so we'll raise your very points here. You've sat down with Donald Trump a number of times recently. Would you like to do that in Fargo?
You know, if it's all up to President Trump what he wants to do. I think right now everything is have as many rallies as he can and set up his announcement next January that he's going to run again. Whether he wants to do another history tour, I'd be happy to come to Fargo and do it. You got a great facility there. I think it would sell out. And the four shows that we did do were very successful.
Hey, we just don't want to do it in February, buddy. There you
it
go.
Doesn't matter when it is or what the temperature is.
So we'd have to parachute in and our white fatigues.
So you sound like foregone conclusion after your conversation with him. President Trump will be a candidate in 2024, no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, he wants to, unless there's something comes up with his health or something else that we don't know about. But as it stands now, the guy's running.
Bill O'Reilly, congratulations. Sincerely, I mean, this is really amazing. This killing series, riveting. It is, and it's got to be gratifying to see it atop the New York Times bestseller list. Number one, again, for Killing the Killers, your latest installment.
Well, I appreciate you guys mentioning the book. It's always good to talk to you, Scott, and let's do it again soon.
Yes, we appreciate you, Bill. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.
You bet.
Bye.
Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. There you go, folks. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. If you're hungry, you need to listen real close because I have a couple of suggestions for you, like chipped beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine, 12th and I-29, tater tot hot dish in Euland today, or stop in exit 292, pulled pork or French dip sandwich, Valley City location of PetroServe USA.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation is waking up to another grim COVID milestone. 1 million people have now lost their lives to the virus. President Biden updating the death toll overnight, sending prayers to all the loved ones left behind.
1 million empty chairs around a family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
Biden also ordering flags to be lowered to half staff to honor those who have died from the virus. Fewer travelers are taking to the skies as inflation tightens its hold on Americans' budgets. Adobe saying airline bookings fell 17% in April from March. Spending on domestic tickets totaled $7.8 billion in April. That's a 13% drop from March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're over? They aren't, says Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl's a top editor at the Washington Times, and her new book, Lockdown, reveals a socialist plan to take away your freedom. In Lockdown, she tells how COVID has opened the door for a full-scale attack on your freedom, on the values of Christians and Jews, and even Trump supporters. This week, Cheryl Chumley is on the Chris Salcedo Show about the dangers of lockdowns. Every day, Chris Salcedo is on Newsmax telling you the truth the big media won't. So tune into the Salcedo Show today on Newsmax. I watch it all the time. We love it here at the studio and, of course, at home as well. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms, or just download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Mike Huckabee is telling everyone to read Cheryl Chumley's Lockdown. He says this threat is real. Get Lockdown on Amazon and at bookstores everywhere. And watch Cheryl Chumley on Newsmax Chris Salcedo Show today. Newsmax, trust me, you'll love it. Back on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget the buy one, get one specials are incredible now. Towels that work. What a concept. 6-piece towel set. Good example of the great savings right now. Normally would be $109.98. Buy one, get one free right now. I mean, that's a great deal. The 6-piece towel set. Incredible deal right there. I'm sorry, the regular price is $79.88. You can buy one, you get one. So, you know, for $79.98, you got 2 sets. Same with slippers, right? The mattress toppers, the sheets, the pillows, of course. Buy one, get one specials are everywhere. To go to the Radio Listener's Square, click on that, and you get all our specials. And you see Mike's face there, right there, chatting on the radio, mypillow.com. Promo code Scott or call him at 800-506-9028. We don't often do group therapy on the program, but today we thought it was necessary to do a little group therapy based on everybody wondering what in the world is going on with the stock market and this economy. For that, we turn to our friend Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc. Manages the Hennen family nest egg, and we wholeheartedly recommend him to you as well to come up with a plan for your future, your financial future, and anything that touches money in your household. They help you really get a mindset that's just perfect for that and get to where you want to be once you get to that finish line. Brian, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I am good. I'm dry. Thanks for having me, Scott. This is wonderful. And yes, this is definitely time for some group therapy.
My goodness. What would you just tell the average investor out there? Someone says not savvy. They're not, you know, they don't follow the TikTok of the market. They just, you know, say, hey, I know it's the best long-term investment, but I'm worried right now. What would you say to them?
Well, you're right to be worried. This is a time where, yes, it feels terrible. It's crappy. I don't even know what all adjectives I can use on the radio. There's doom and gloom. We've got a war. We've got terrorists. We've got all these kind of crazy things about a recession potentially coming. And so it makes you just want to say, help, get me out. I don't like this feeling anymore. And so those are all normal feelings and emotions. And so, yeah, I think you're right to feel that way. But where it stops is we can't let our emotions make our investment decisions. We have to reapply logic. You know, it's a simple thing. It's like going to the supermarket and saying, I only want to buy tuna fish when it's high priced. When it comes down in value, I don't want it. We don't think that way about any other thing other than good, high quality stocks. Those go down and all of a sudden everybody wants nothing to do with them. So yeah, you're right to feel the way that you feel. Those are real feelings. Just don't let your feelings make your investment decisions.
All right. So the emotions are correct, but the reality is different.
Exactly. This is where our emotions work against us.
Give me the reality then. It still can't be a good picture.
Well, the reality is it maybe is a good picture. So let's just use that tuna fish analogy. If I want to buy tuna fish, and if we just look at that from a retirement standpoint, if your job as an investor is to acquire a can of tuna fish for every day you're going to be alive in retirement, the best thing you could ever want is all those tuna fish cans to be 25 cents, 50 cents, whatever. You want those to be going down in price. So if you're at the accumulation stage of your investments, this is just the most wonderful thing in the ever. You back up the truck. You buy, you load up your 401k, increase what you're investing there. So from a logical standpoint, this is what you want to be doing. If you're at the other stage, if you're at the, point of life where you're saying, nope, this is what I got, this is going to provide an income, well then for that stage of life, you want to definitely hold on to what you have. You don't want to be incurring losses, and you should already have a portfolio that's designed to withstand a market like this and still provide you income.
So where is the best place to grow right now?
I'm so glad you asked that, because this is when everybody's questioning that, right? So if you think about it, if we just look at the three major asset classes, you've got stocks, those are your common equities, whatever. I always say equity equals ownership. Ownership is where you get growth. So long term, if you want to create wealth, you want to create, a bigger nest egg, as you say, you want to own things. You want to own high quality companies. You want to own your home. You want as much equity in your life as you can. And so that's where I want to be for growth. If you're saying, hey, I don't really care about growth, I just want preservation, that's where bonds come in. Bonds historically over the long term give you some decent preservation because their interest roughly keeps pace with inflation. Lately, that hasn't been the case. Cash, not a good place to be long term. Right now, cash has been great, but now we're putting that cash to work. But cash long term, that gets eroded by inflation. So it's good to have liquidity. You can go buy things with cash. You can't buy things with a stock certificate, but guess what? Cash doesn't grow at all. In fact, it shrinks against inflation. So over the long term, where do I want my growth investors? I want them owning high quality, good quality companies.
Bottom line, though, this is not easy, right? I mean, this is not for the faint of heart, and you really need a pro on the front line of this.
Well, you're absolutely right. So when you think about it, if I just laid that out for the average person coming into my office and I said, hey, there's three main asset classes. You got your stocks, your bonds, your cash. Stocks grow, somewhere in that 8 to 9, maybe even 10% range on average. Bonds grow at 3 to 4% on average, and cash doesn't grow. Where do you want your money? Everyone's going to pick, hey, I want it growing in that one that grows close to 10%. We would all pick that. So why doesn't everybody have it there? It's not easy. So this is the part where it's not easy. It's going to shake people out. It's going to get people saying, hey, I just can't take it anymore. And then they're going to go on for the next 10 years saying, guess what? It's hard to make money in stocks. You can't make money in that stock market. Not everybody has the constitution to be an equity investor. Not everybody has the constitution to get that 8, 9, 10%. You've got to be one of those people who can say, you know what? I'm going to stick to my plan. I'm going to stick to my strategy. I'm not going to sell when things get difficult because I know this too shall pass, and I will be out there when this thing comes through the other end of it.
31,689 on the Dow today. Does this go below 30?
Boy, it's hard to say. So I think we're probably getting close to a short-term bottom here. Whether this is the bottom, I don't know. We're starting to see buyers come back in. As I mentioned, in the portfolios that we manage, I've started buying again. So lots of my clients know. I always say, when it goes up, we smile. When it goes down, we buy more. And so they've been sending me cash. We've been buying. And really, this is the week that we started putting that cash to work. Kind of intermittently. We're not just all in just like that. But I see a lot of institutions putting cash to work right now. So that might keep us from dipping too well below that. But I tell you what, Scott, I'm not so worried about if we get that 29,000 in the Dow or 28,000. You know, if we hit that, great. I don't know, maybe that's a better buying opportunity than today. But either way, what I'm more concerned about, I want to make sure that my clients are invested for when we hit 40,000 on the Dow or 45,000 on the Dow. I know that that's what's coming. I don't know exactly when. It could be a year from now. Could be 2 years from now. But I want to make sure I'm less concerned about 29,000 than I am about making sure my clients are invested for Dow 40,000.
You know, when you're talking about inflation the way it is, that's we don't get out of that easy, right? So, I mean, is 40,000, given however many years it's going to take to recover from the Biden economy and the inflation, is that a matter of months, not years? I mean, you don't know. I get it. But what's your gut tell you as far as the inflation issue causing much of this pain?
Yeah, it's the inflation issue. It's the Fed raising interest rates to fight the inflation issue. And now they're having to raise them, you know, pretty starkly. And that hurts. So that's causing some of this short-term pain. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll just say this. I wouldn't be surprised if we hit, you know, Dow 40,000 in 18 months, because you can do the math. You can see what these companies are worth, and you can really figure that out. But when you look at fighting inflation, again, the best place you can be long-term, in fact, the only place that over the long term has consistently beaten inflation is owning these high quality stocks. And so that's why I want to make sure that my clients own them. And this is probably one of the greatest buying opportunities we're going to see, you know, since 10 years ago or probably for another 10 years. If you just think about it, just take a company that everybody understands, like Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola is going to have to pay more for sugar. Sugar is up. They're going to have to pay more for their other ingredients too. They're all up. And what do? They simply say, hey, we're going to have to charge more for a can of Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola really isn't affected by inflation. They take their higher input costs and they just raise the price of that at the grocery store. And for those of us who buy Coca-Cola, we're going to have to pay a little bit more for each can that we do. And Coca-Cola's profit margins are going to stay nice. They're going to continue to make money. And that's what every single company does. It's one of those great things about owning stocks is these companies just pass inflation right on to the consumers.
Is it over soon?
I think so. I hope so, because, yeah, you can't take much more of this, right? And so you say, well, how's this going to go? There's a lot of things that I look for. So I think that we're closer to the bottom than anything else. I think that we probably are there. That's why, like I say, we're trying to put, you know, money back to work now and, you know, new money is going in. There's a lot of indicators that I follow, but, you know, just some key things, you know, just valuations, for example, a lot of these companies are just really, really cheap right now. And so I want to own good quality companies. And if I can buy them cheap, that's great. But there's other indicators too. So the VIX is a volatility index that measures the volatility of S&P index options. And so I watch that. And when that starts spiking up, that means we're getting pretty close to that. When we start seeing forced selling, Scott, forced selling, that's when, you know, big mutual fund managers are just drooling right now. They'd love to buy some of these stocks at these low prices, but instead of buying them, they're selling them. So when you've got institutions who know better, they want to buy Disney, but they have to sell it. Why are they selling it? Because you've got panicked shareholders that aren't working with a good advisor. Their advisor is just letting them sell, or they're just calling a 1-800 number. And so those mutual funds have to sell stocks to get the cash to give back to their clients. And so when you see that forced selling, that's usually right near a bottom. You know, we're seeing that right now. We're seeing that a lot of these institutions are selling things that they'd rather not sell. They'd rather be buyers. That usually happens right as we get that capitulation. So we're seeing a whole lot of indicators right now that says, yeah, we're probably pretty close to a near-term bottom.
But what is a good company? What is a company that is, you know, sort of chasing the speculation of the day? All reasons you need somebody that's been there, done that, a portfolio manager doing that, exactly what you do.
Exactly. That's what makes all the difference. Like, I look at our portfolios right now, and people say, well, aren't you going to sell this or that? No, our good companies, what I call our core holdings, we're holding on to those. You know, tell you what, I've owned Microsoft for years, for example. I don't want to sell it because of some short-term blip. You know, we have to wait for there to be a problem at Microsoft, so we're holding on to that. The speculative things, the things that we don't trust, those are long gone from our portfolios.
Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk with us today on the program. Well, group therapy and what's going on in this economy and the stock market. We'll continue with more. If you can't wait, you can give him a call at the office, 235-0119, 235-0119. More after this. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, but I always mention Buicks and GMCs because they have a ton of them. But if you're thinking, I'm more of an F-150 fanboy, check this out. 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew Platinum 6.5 was marked at a little over 25. It is now marked at $19,999. Or you drool over this one. If you're a Ram fan, you know about the TRX pickup because it's like the high end. They've got one there and lots more. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Loving before the top of the hour, final segment of Money Talk with Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome. Text them in, 701-237-1590, 237-1590 to text, or you can call us at 701-258-0550. Since you were on last, we had a question about treasuries and inflation for you. Here it is. This is from Galen Frazee.
Good morning. I'd like your opinion on purchasing treasury bills, I-bonds especially. And I'll get off and listen on the radio.
I said I was the wrong guy to ask, but I said I'd ask you, so we're asking you.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's interesting. So normally, if we were saying, hey, I'm worried about a recession, I'm worried about the market potentially pulling back or things like that, we might actually lean people toward treasuries. You know, treasuries have been a good counterbalance. You know, I often will say when the stock market is going down, you know, our treasury position in our portfolio or other high-quality bonds are generally going to hold still or go up. We're in a strange environment right now where I really haven't recommended people buy those kinds of bonds because as they're raising interest rates, there's an inverse relationship with the principal of the bond and the bond value goes down. So it's interesting. I've got, you know, people who thought they were safe in a bond portfolio bringing me their statements saying, what do I do? Because they've got a treasury or a municipal bond portfolio that's down 10, 12, 15% in this market. They were looking for safety and yet they've got something that's down severely, almost as much as their stock portfolio would have been. So really, I go back to, you know, in normal times, I'd say yes, bonds are a preservation asset. Right now, when the Fed is working against them, bonds aren't a great place to be. As far as the actual inflation bonds, that's another one of those things that started out with great intentions. People love the concept of that. The problem is they've never really worked well to combat inflation. So there's a lot of heavy-duty institutional traders that go in there. They love them because they're a complex instrument and they can trade around those. We've never seen them really work well for a retail investor to fight inflation. That's why I always go back to, I'd much rather own a high-quality company than something like that.
It's why you want to plan more than anything. So you are, I mean, I won't say that I'm, you know, on the sidelines smiling, but it's comforting to know there's a plan. And, you know, because this is why you want a pro doing this stuff for you in times like this. I mean, this is amazing. Talk about your philosophy of Collins & Kroc related to the plan, Brian.
Well, you're right. So when we talk about stocks, like people say, well, why aren't you worried about these stocks with the recession coming? And I just use one example. Say, hey, guess what? We own a railroad. I don't care if it's a recession or a booming economy or if oil is up or down or what. Guess what? Goods and services need to be transmitted across the country. How are you going to do that? Either by truck or by rail. Rail is the most efficient. So guess what? We own a railroad. We own a major, you know, retailer that we're going to buy at no matter what the economy is doing and so forth. So that's the quality company aspect. Then they say, well, yeah, but what about my portfolio? Do I need to be worried? That's the magic of that plan. So when we do a plan, we don't just plan for the good times. We'll say, hey, here's what it looks like for you, and then we'll give you a success rate. That success rate is based on us running that plan 1,000 different times with all kinds of different variables. Good market, good economies, bad economies, etc. And then we give you a score, basically a percentage success rate, and we can say, hey, you're still successful in spite of this. So we're already planning for market corrections. We know they're going to come with regularity, so we plan for them. We plan for inflation. We plan for recessions. We plan for all of those things. We say, okay, after we look at all the different variables, how many times is your plan successful? In other words, how many times do you make it through retirement without running out of money while you're alive? And that's how we are able to put a plan together and our clients don't have to worry about a market like this, about a recession. They know their plan is built to withstand this sort of thing.
Texter says to our earlier question or topic, I guess, on owning good companies, how do you define a good company?
That's a good one. We might have to revisit that, Scott, when we talk about what is a good company, what is a core holding. But the really short answer is sort of like what I said with, you know, the railroad, for example, or one of the companies we own is Walmart. Am I worried about Walmart being there 5 years from now, 10 years from now? They don't care if it's through thick or thin, high water or whatever. They're still going to be selling goods to all of us around town. And so we can go through. There are definitely differences between good companies and bad companies. But that's one of the litmus tests. is, how are they going to do in different environments? Is their growth rate going to be consistent? I tell you what, we might not all be buying new gaming semiconductors next year. Peloton, for example, is down 96% from their high. You know what I mean, can it go lower? It can go all the way to zero. But guess what? We're not all buying Pelotons right now, but we're still going to Walmart. We're still buying diapers.
They win on both sides, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do.
They win either
so,
way.
So that's really how I define the difference. Speculative versus something that we're all going to continue doing business with. In fact, the portfolios that are remaining in my portfolio right now, the companies that are in there, I would say there's probably nobody in our listening audience who isn't doing business with at least a couple of them.
Tell folks how to get a hold of you and how to sit down and have one of these conversations so they aren't, you know, having to go through this group therapy next time.
Yes, absolutely. Just give us a call. We're right in downtown Fargo. You can stop down or you can call us at 701-235-0119 and somebody on our team is happy to sit down with you.
And to learn more, Collins and Kronk?
CollinsandKronk.com or just Google us, Collins and Kronk. You'll find us here in Fargo.
701-235-0119. Marie and I benefit from their great wisdom, and we encourage you to do the same. Brian, thanks for joining us, answering all these questions. It's a crazy time. A successful stock market group therapy session.
Right on. Hang on, everyone.
God bless.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional cropland in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.